Next topic in our discussion of the CertSecurity.com 2012 Mobile Security Survey data results, I want to talk about mobile security and acceptable risk. A couple key findings that we wanted to put out there right off the top. 53% of companies allow personal devices to connect to the network, so obviously slightly more than half. And 74%, so nearly three out of four, believe the benefits of mobility outweigh the risks. So it's interesting here, the BYOD aspect is starting to, you know, creep into more and more organizations where, you know, they may issue devices, but they may also say, all right, you can bring your own device in as well and have, you know, some level of access as well.
And yeah, and some of this access is just email and calendaring. We're not talking about a great amount of corporate documents being viewed on these devices other than email and maybe some file attachments if an organization is a little more forward thinking and has that on that or gives that ability to their employees.
What do you think about the cost aspect of this versus the security and risk aspect? I mean, I think organizations probably want to move toward a model where it's cheaper and easier for employees to bring in their own mobile device, have an MDM system in place that governs the access and the security and the policy of those devices in a more automated fashion, whereas IT doesn't have to physically touch every device that comes in the door.
I've spoke to a number of people at various organizations that either have a policy for laptops. In other words, when you come to the organization, you're given a stipend and you're allowed to purchase and use your own laptop. And there's a cost savings associated with that. The same thing goes with mobile. You know, if the employee owns the device, they deal with the contract with the cell carrier. The issue is that cost savings would be offset by any additional technology that you put in place to secure those mobile devices. So if you decide that after you accept employee devices within your organization to tap into corporate resources fully, and you're going to have to put in a mobile device management platform, for example, to manage all of these platforms, these various operating systems, mobile operating systems, there's going to be that savings is going to be offset by the management of that and just by purchasing that appliance or that software.
The tide of mobile device use, personal mobile device use among enterprise employees is rising so quickly that I think enterprises simply are in a response mode, a defending mode, and realize that, okay, if we're going to have to support these devices in some way anyway, we might as well make it our part of our security strategy to make the employee devices, the devices we support primarily, move away from, you know, company-owned devices to some degree and put the security infrastructure in place to govern and defend those mobile devices.
Mm-hmm. And I should say, you know, Eric, that we're simplifying this a little bit.
I think we're simplifying it a lot.
Yeah, there are some very large enterprises that I think the fear is that you're going to have, that all of the spokes in the wheel aren't communicating with each other. And you're going to have network security teams at various remote locations purchasing mobile device management platforms for their location. And you end up with a company, a large organization, global organization, for example, that has multiple mobile device management platforms installed on their systems instead of standardizing on one mobile device platform. Some people might argue that that's a good thing, but if you don't have all the spokes communicating, you know, in that wheel communicating to each other, you could end up with dueling platforms being implemented and dueling security policies, which could be kind of complicate matters.
That's an excellent point, and I'm sure it's something that a lot of our listeners are aware of, you know, having firsthand experience in large organizations. But, you know, think about a company that, you know, like a Dell, like a Cisco, that's, you know, tens of thousands of employees, a lot of acquisitions on an ongoing basis. You know, every company that they bring in probably uses its own technology on everything, including security. So you're talking about organizations that have all sorts of security technology in place and then have to either manage those technologies in a disparate fashion or bring them all together, and creates a lot of headaches too when you're trying to, you know, evaluate what the greater needs of the organization is, and you know, develop, get a sense of where the organization is going to anticipate future needs. A lot of challenges in this whole BYOD realm, no question. So with that, let's transition to our next topic, which is some surprising data around mobile security policy.